I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO, and for the first time in years, dogs and their two-legged friends won't be able to compete in Gastineau Humane Society's annual Superdog Frisbee Contest in Douglas for 4th of July. The Society says it has discontinued the event because of volunteer and staffing issues, and it wants to focus on other events. The event had some special meaning for a black lab named Butch and his handlers, who placed in the last two 4th of July contests. If Bob Costas rhapsodized about the Superdog Frisbee contest, I think it would go something like this.
It's always had at least the possibility of something epic about them, something truly memorable. It is, for all the flaws involved and all the contradictions and hypocrisies, it is a grand stage. Plus, there are all these stories, not all of them involving champions.
Butch, a 7-year-old black lab, sort of has one of those stories. Here's his owner, Eric Scott.
So we adopted Butch when he was 4 years old, and at the time he weighed 108 pounds. And in the first year that we had him, he lost about 40 pounds.
40 pounds! Scott says the weight came off as he and his wife, Brandy, took Butch along on runs and hikes and bike rides, and by watching his diet.
Then it turned out he still had a lot of puppy left in him. Went from hardly being able to really jump off his two front paws to being able to go four paws up in the air and grab the Frisbee while it's flying.
At Butch's first Superdog Frisbee contest in 2015, he and Eric won. Randy Scott remembers Butch wearing a bright yellow bandana that day.
And for the rest of the day, everyone recognized him because of his yellow bandana. He was kind of like a small town celebrity for the rest of the day on Douglas. People recognized him as we walked up and down and got food and congratulated him. So that was really neat.
By July 4th, 2016, the defending champ had gotten a little older and the competition was a little stiffer. 100 spectators or so ring the infield of a baseball diamond for the contest. Butch's competitors are a motley bunch. There's a Sheltie that earns bonus points for returning the disc and shaking hands with its owner, and a poodle who's docked points because it wouldn't return the disc. Eric and Butch trot over to home plate when it's their turn.
Good boy. Good boy.
All right, this is Butch's last toss. Let's cheer him on!
Butch looks solid.
Good job, boy. Good job.
Awesome. Thank you, Eric.
After the last toss, the judges sound off.
Oh, he did awesome.
He did great. Super excited about it.
Two jumps, all four legs off.
I know. Then that last one, you had to reach it. I mean, that was impressive. Way to go, buddy.
Woo! But there's one more competitor.
All right, everyone. We had one last add-in contestant, Lota, with her owner, Scott.
Lota is a 3-year-old yellow lab, and even before his first toss, it's clear he's in a league of his own athletically. Lota is so eager, he literally leaps up to eye height with his owner, Scott Forbes. And Forbes doesn't hold back when he throws the disc. That kid was right. Lota easily takes first place with the judges. Butch gets third. These days, Butch is still a healthy 70 pounds, but at 7.5 years old, he's getting grayer in the muzzle. Eric Scott says it's a bummer there won't be a Frisbee contest this year. This fourth, Butch will be overseeing a pancake feed at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center and may walk in a parade wearing some University of Alaska Southeast swag. In Douglas, I'm Jeremy Shea.